ABC Radio Australia.
Comments from the chairman of Samoa's National Council of Churches about family violence have drawn criticism from some Samoans and other church groups. Speaking at a recent roundtable discussion, the Catholic deacon Cassanio Lopope was reported as saying domestic violence was punishment for disobeying God. As Lauren Beldy reports, the discussion was part of a wider push to engage the churches in tackling the problem after a recent national inquiry found that 90% of Samoans had experienced some form of family violence in their lifetimes.
Samoa is a deeply religious country. In the last census, more than 99% of people said they were affiliated with the church. The significance of religion was reflected in the findings of the public inquiry into family violence, which were released in September after 2 years in the making. They concluded that women have been obstructed in their participation in the church and that the Bible is used wrongly to justify violence against women and children. Mele Moala is the country program coordinator for UN Women.
39 recommendations came out of that family violence inquiry. About 25% of them either recommended direct interventions with faith-based organizations or churches, or asked that communities partner with faith-based organizations in order to do other types of interventions.
It's for this reason that the recent roundtable, held by UN Women and the National Human Rights Institute, engaged church leaders to discuss possible ways to end family violence in Samoa. And it was there that Catholic deacon Cassiano Luapepe, who is also the chairman of the National Council of Churches, is understood to have made that claim that domestic violence is Samoa's punishment for disobeying God. Those comments have provoked anger on social media and among a range of faith-based organisations. And the General Secretary of the Congregational Christian Church of Samoa, Reverend Vavatau Tafayo, says his church certainly doesn't share the chairman's view.
I really don't know what he meant, but I guess it's the old-fashioned belief that those are punishment from God.
But Reverend Tafayo says his own church could be doing more to address the high rates of family violence.
I think that the ministers can put in more programs to promote relationship, good relationship between parents and between parents and children, between children and children, and also between people of the parish.
The CEO of the Ministry of Women is Afamasanga Faawinga Mulutalo. She says the ministry is working with churches and across government departments to address the recommendations from the inquiry.
Trying to take the message across through the various denominations, also trying to get closer to the church ministers and the church communities to use their sermons to convey the message of ending violence.
Mele Moala says despite being released little more than 2 months ago, the family violence report is already having an impact.
A national discussion in which you can see multiple different members in leadership roles saying that this has to be addressed. People who we hadn't heard from before or who felt that they didn't need to voice their opinion, collectively saying that this has to be something that everyone in the community needs to be involved with, has happened as a response of the results of the inquiry. And I think that's really exciting.
It's Mele Moala from UN Women in Samoa, ending that report from Lauren Beldy.